It's 8:18 now. Good morning. I'm Leslie Thatcher. It's the KPCW Local News Hour. Well, this is the final week for early voting. And then, of course, next Tuesday is the general election where Park City residents will cast ballots for two city council members and a mayor. One of the four candidates running for city council is 42-year resident Mary Windsor. She joins me now in the studio. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Leslie.
So I'm starting the interviews asking how much people have spent on their campaigns. Do you have that tally at this point?
Yes, I'm proud to say I've collected $3,500, $850 of my own I put in the pot, and I've had $2,700 in donations. So I still have plenty of money in my coffers. I'll probably end up with maybe $200 or $300 left.
All right. And who are your biggest supporters at this point, besides yourself?
Right. That would be Marianne Cohn, Debbie Axtell, and Bonnie Peretti, all accomplished businesswomen and good friends.
Okay. Well, your campaign signs say, what is it? Is it working with people? Is that right?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it was actually Marianne's idea, just because of for 30 years we've had off and on 20 to 22 tenants down on Iron Horse. And that is really part of the job I do that I really enjoy, is working with small business owners and, you know, brainstorming and helping them be successful in what they do.
So, given the economic turndown that we saw after 2008, I mean, would your tenants say that you worked with them, you know, when some of them probably needed to get out of their leases?
Yes, I think they would all say that we worked with them. We lost two tenants, and that just couldn't hold on, but we had open houses, we had quarterly meetings where we had refreshments that we bought in-house, either from Windy Ridge or Fairweather, and we just talked about ways that we could strategize and just hang on. A lot of our owners had to cut their staff, and they had to come back in and work more, but these were ideas. We sort of circled the wagons so we could all hold on.
Yeah. Some people, I think, would say that you've been rather than working with, working against, and the projects that come to mind certainly would be the Town Bridge, Bonanza Park, and even more recently now, the house in your neighborhood that, according to Planning Director Tom Eddington, meets code, but you had appealed a decision on. So, I mean, when I guess when you say you're working with people, others would say, well, no, you're not. You're working against us.
Well, I would say there were groups of us. I was working with a group of people that were fighting to maintain the integrity of Old Town. And we felt that the ski bridge would only benefit a few, and that it would raise the property value and turn us toward nightly rentals. It would put snow guns into Old Town neighborhoods, and it would destroy Old Town. And I think that began the erosion. And then on Bonanza Park, I worked with some of my tenants, and I worked with some of the residents of those condo projects like Iron Horse and Fireside, not to stop development of Bonanza Park, but to say never in the history of our community had the town council bent so far for one developer, and that you can have a successful project, but you don't have to totally decimate everyone else in the surrounding area. And then I worked with our neighbors up on Rossi Hill recently, and we knew, Leslie, that we really didn't have a chance with the Planning Commission, but we wanted to drive 2 points home, which we feel is working with Old Town and the council to see the betterment of Old Town. For example, this green roof that the council went ahead and passed on their own is allowing our former neighbor Dr. Woolsey's house to be doubled in size. And so a green roof sounds good, but they didn't really think it through, and it's causing a larger impact to neighborhoods and the environment.
It was a big house anyway, and it's doubled.
They're doubling it and then putting 2 more houses on the lot. So they have 8 lots. For example, I have 9 lots, and my house is just under 3,000 square feet. on 8.5 lots, they'll be putting about 9,000 square feet total when they get through, with the three houses.
As we mentioned, you were not a supporter of building that bridge across Park Avenue. And that really pitted you against, you know, people that you've known for a long time, you know, the developers of the project. So I want to just talk a little bit more about that. I mean, have we ruined Old Town? I mean, it sounds to me, though, from people who live in Old Town, that we're starting to see families come back.
That's what I've heard. I think Brian Van Hecke was saying that. And certainly going door to door, I've seen some young children in Old Town. But have we ruined Old Town? Well, Old Town is now 60% second homeowners. So it's getting darker at night. And I think the council 2 years ago tried to pass that TZO that would have taken steps to reduce mass and scale, and it was very controversial. And I understand it was a hard decision, and ultimately they weren't able to do it. And I think that's too bad, because then we've lost ground over in Sampson on that substandard street, the development that's going on there, and what's going to happen in our neighborhood. And there at the Board of Adjustment, we often see, most of our cases are Old Town, and we see neighbors coming, and they're, of course, against the developer. But what they're really saying is, we're trying to keep Old Town alive. We're trying to make it still be a residential area. And I used to say that the moose were getting pushed out, and pretty soon the Old Town residents would. And that's what I've worked so hard to avoid. Maybe it seems like you are having to work against one person, but we're saying, yes, we want you to make a profit, but not at the expense of the entire nature of Old Town. And then what's happening is Old Town is like a domino effect. So if the neighbors of all of Park City don't support us in Old Town, they're already starting to see it in Holiday Ranch and Park Meadows and Thanes and Prospector. So it will just affect the entire community.
Speaking about Old Town, there was some talk about whether we should protect the A-frames as kind of historical era buildings. How do you feel about that?
The A-frames are not close to my heart. So I, to be honest, that hasn't been something that I've really had to deal with. I've just heard it peripherally, and I probably would not fight as hard for an A-frame.
Yeah. If Park City is the three-legged stool, as some have said, that's Deer Valley, Park City Mountain Resort, and Main Street, how do you think that the Bonanza Park development will affect that stool? Does it take the Main Street leg away and replace it, or does it become a fourth leg, making the town's economy even more stable?
Well, I think 7 years ago when Bonanza Park was NoMa, when the whole first concept came, people were concerned. I don't ever see it competing with Main Street, because I think Main Street is so unique, and with our historic buildings, that people want to come up. You can experience anything on Main Street down in Bonanza Park. So I suppose I would see it as a fourth leg, and that it would just add to the economy. Initially, I think the initial thing when they talked about Prada and fancy shops like that, I don't really think that's what it would become. I know that the Planning Commission has been concerned that it would ultimately just become high-end condominiums, which would be more second homeowners, which would be vacant a lot of the year. But I think there's room for more local shops and more places for locals to frequent.
Right. You were the only candidate last Tuesday to answer no when I asked at last week's forum, in the event that Talisker and Vail are successful in defending their assertion that Park City Mountain Resort no longer has valid leases for the skiable terrain there, would you still be committed to spending the money for this RDA parking structure and transit center? It's a multi-million dollar expenditure for the Lower Park Avenue RDA. How come no?
Well, I think the Lower Park Ave is one area that, to be honest, I have been the last little bit focused so much on the Bonanza Park and the substation event, and then I signed up to run, and then I was running. But Lower Park Ave, I have to really study, but I think that we are in danger of totally changing that character. Of course, a lot of those buildings could go to commercial. I just couldn't do an unequivocal yes, because I think the whole climate and character will shift if the dynamics with the players change. And I wouldn't say yes until that did happen, so that really we could understand what the new dynamics of that would be.
All right. A lot has been made of small town this election. So how do you feel about it? I mean, you lived here when Park City was a small town. There were no traffic lights. Town ended where Adolph's used to be on the golf course. We used to have to wait for the cows to cross, you know, the two-lane Highway 224. Back then in the 70s and the 80s, all we talked about was creating a world-class ski resort. Well, we're here with two of the resorts in Park City in the top five resorts in North America. So it's now we want to be a small town? I mean, isn't it too late to go back?
Well, I think our full-time residents only number 7,500. So to me, that is a small town. And yes, I think we are world class. And I never understand this continuing push. I don't know, is world class so ephemeral that we've got to keep getting bigger and bigger in order to hold it? I think this whole push that we've had in the last few years, it's, for example, in going in Old Town, I do feel that the Old Town neighbors, I have to say this, make sure I say this, that I would really think about the idea of this Park City Market giving one Sunday a month for the residents to have not all this activity. I think we could have one quiet Sunday a month. Now, I would want the voters to know that, because I think we get caught up in frenzy, and once you're into frenzy, it's like you're afraid to listen to the silence. But I think we are already world class, and I think those of us in the 70s that started took us to this place. And now I think we're at the tipping point, and we're in danger of messing up a formula that has brought us to this place.
Yeah, but still, I mean, we just talked about Old Town and about how we're seeing, you know, second residents, and you're afraid that it's going to go dark. But that's what a world-class resort is that, you know, people come and buy property, and they have their ski homes. I don't know.
Well,
we can't have it both ways.
Well, I think that's what this election is about. I think that people need to make the choice. Do we want to go forward and continue to gear up to Mach 20? And in that case, I suppose if we make that choice, then a lot of the remaining Old Town residents will have a choice to make. My choice is, and the reason I ran, is I believe we can say we're there. Let's look at maintaining and sorting out what we have, because I think we're in danger of making some, especially on this new draft of the general plan, that it would take us in a totally different direction than we have gone in the last 25 years. That draft, I think, is so dangerous. It's a half-baked draft that promotes and propels us into far greater growth. And I think if nothing else, the citizens during this election cycle need to show up at Planning Commission on that day after election and listen and pay attention and say, we want to approach this with a little more care.
All right. And finally, just 30 seconds, why should residents vote for Mary Windsor?
Well, I suppose I'm an extremely hard worker, and I would certainly work as hard as I could to help Park City continue to be world class, but I would bring a measure of less reaction and more a calm approach to what we do. And two of the things I would really be committed to work on are the water issue and affordable housing, but in a much more not a radical way, but a more logical way.
Okay. Mary, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
It's Park City Council candidate Mary Windsor. KPCW News Time now, 8:33.